Welcome to Things Talk About Everything podcast.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for accepting to come on to talk to the teens, right?
Thanks for the invite.
Okay, would you like to introduce yourself?
Yeah, I'm Innocent Bello. I'm an accountant, also a data analyst. And currently I work with Abuja Electricity Distribution Company.
Wow, that's exciting. Thank you. So we're just going to be asking you a few questions that teens have sent in, and we just want your opinion on those questions, you know, just sort of answering what they have to ask. So can you tell us about your story? How did you decide that accounting was for you? You know, because from high school, right? How did you decide that accounting was for you?
Okay. Let me go back a little bit further before high school, because then I wanted to be a footballer, but then my parents said no. I kept up with the dream, hoping that they would change their mind. But as time went on, getting to high school, it looked like I was like, man, these guys are serious. I'm never going to play football. So what's the next best thing? And within me, I always had a passion for business, growth, and all that. I love to see business grow. I love to hold money. I love to count money. So, and did my research about accounting and all that. And I fell in love with it. I had passion for it. And it's something that I felt like, come what may, I can survive the hurdles because I was passionate about it. So, getting to SS1. Because obviously I came from a science family. Dad is a scientist. My brothers are scientists and all that. Dad wanted me to be a scientist as well. But then I told him I wanted to be an accountant. And here I am, an accountant.
Okay, so your dreams came true. So, okay, the next question is, right, somebody wants to know, how can I choose a career path? You know, how do I know that this particular career is for me?
Okay. For you to choose a career path, there are other factors involved, not just your passion. Yeah, first off is your passion, because something you're passionate about, come what may, whatever the hurdles, you'll be willing, you enjoy doing, you'll be willing to face all the challenges and overcome. Like I said, accounting was my passion. There were challenges along the way. Maybe as time goes on, you'll unfold those ones too. So first off is your passion. Do you like it? Do you love it? Are you willing to go the distance for it? Then secondly, you consider the relevance. How relevant is it for this my career, this career I want to take? How relevant is it to the society? Can I turn my passion to money? Because just because you are passionate about something doesn't mean the next person will want to be as passionate as you are and do it for free. Whatever you are doing, you need your passion to cover the cost. At least it should cover the cost, even if it's not giving you profits immediately. I get my point. Then thirdly, you also need to consider the environment that you are. You need to consider the environment that you are in at the moment. So as I was saying, first off, your passion. Second, the relevance. How can you turn your passion to money? Then the third one, your relevance to society. Like taking Nigeria, for example, we have a lot of our teens going into the sciences and all that, but we don't have most of them coming out with major scientific breakthroughs. Mm-hmm. Most of Nigerians that are here that have major scientific breakthroughs are Nigerians in diaspora. Most of them are outside the country. You don't have people from within having major breakthroughs. So I would say for you to pick a career line, you need to consider these three things. You need to consider, will I be relevant to the society? An accountant, for example, is relevant. A doctor is relevant. Even small businesses need accountants. As small as that business is, if you don't account for it, you won't be able to keep your money very well. In fact, everybody is an accountant when it comes to money. So accounting is a very, very relevant course. Then lawyers too are relevant. So, and a whole lot of good other courses, and economics too is relevant to the society. But then for a country like Nigeria that doesn't really, that doesn't really, take high value. They don't have a high value for data. They might neglect an economist, but they can't neglect an accountant.
I think it's making the decision based on your environment,
Yeah,
understanding
based on
your
your
environment.
environment as well. Yeah, you need to consider your environment as well. Then for teens that are looking at my future is outside this country, please don't limit your dreams. Don't limit your dreams. If you know your parents have the capacity to push you outside this country immediately after your first degree, maybe like some parents will say they just want you to have your first degree in Nigeria before you go out. If that's your case, please don't limit your dreams because anything is possible outside the country. But if you are one that you are not that buoyant enough, I have to be in the country for some time before you fly out, please consider the country. Because even as an accountant, I'm not okay. Let me just say, I'm not planning on staying here forever. But then I need to work to
Nobody's
the level, save up some money. Yeah, save up some money
planning.
before I can fly out. You get. So if you are in the same case with me, before you pick a career, please and please consider the environment you are, so that you don't come out as a scientist and you are working as a type a secretary or a typist in a company. It's funny, but it's the reality. In practice, you see a geologist doing an accounting job. It's so funny, but that's the country you find ourselves.
So the third question is, how do you combine passion and your career? Because I know you've always loved football. I know you still love football, and at some point you wanted to be in the football academy. And but so someone that is in that same dilemma, how do they go about making a decision, choosing between their passion and their career?
So for someone in that dilemma like myself, as kids, we always think the world is straightforward. It's a straight line. There are no contours, no diversion left or right. If you want to do this, you just go ahead and do it. Growing up as a teen, I think at age 13, that's when I realized the world wasn't straightforward. For one like me, like you said, I had the passion for football and I had to switch to the academic side. So what I'll say is, as teenagers, our parents have influences on our decisions, most of our early life decisions. Yeah. So, but then, what I did was okay. If the passion of the person, let's say it's not academics, let's say it was makeup, being a makeup artist or being a dancer and all those, something totally different. And your parent wants you to be a lawyer and all that. Now, first off, you ask yourself, me and you, we are adults. At this level that we are now, our parents can't come and say, okay, for adventure, if our parents come and say, I don't want you to be an accountant, I want to do this. I have my own money to finance myself to be an accountant. I don't know that you get my point. But then, as a teen, if you know you don't have the money to finance yourself, what I would advise is, look for something that you like other than makeup artists. I'm sure there's a profession that you have a little likeness for, a little passion for, that you'd be like, okay, if I'm not a makeup artist, I want to be a lawyer, I want to be an accountant, something like that. So look for one like that, make your research, develop passion. One thing I know about passion is you can either have it naturally or you can develop it. So develop passion for a career that you would eventually love and make it your own. Put your mind to it. Then in your side mind, yeah, you can, like me, every day I still tell my dad, I wanted to be a footballer, but I'm happy being an accountant. So that's how it works. Pick something that you know you like and develop your passion for it, and it's going to be fine.
Following up on what you said about parents playing an important role in a teen's career decision, how do you bridge
Yeah.
that gap? For example, a teen wants to has his or her strengths and decides that this is what I want to study, but the parent is like, no, I want you to study this other thing. How does that teen bridge the gap and deciding what should be, what her, his or her career path should be?
Okay, like I was saying, as teenagers, as growing up, as we are growing up, there are some of our parents that like us more. Parents always have a weak spot for their children. Like growing up, for me, my mom was the one I was closer to. while my dad prefers the second born. Anything the second born tells him he wants to do, he agrees because he has a soft spot for him. Likewise, me to my mom. So then, growing, I already knew this. I knew who I could relate to easily. Even though about the football, what even made me give up my dream for football was my mom. Because over time, I still kept going to her and I was like, Mommy, we can do this. Let me just play football and all that. But the way she, the way she puts it to me and be like, your dad doesn't like it. And even as much as I want to support you, I really don't want to disobey my husband. You get? So she made me understand. She was the one I could talk to. So then when I said I wanted to be an accountant, my dad was like, no, I had to do the sciences and all that. But then I still went to my mom and I was like, see, okay, you guys want me to play football. Now I'm saying I want to do this. Daddy is saying no and all that. So she was now the one that now relayed the message to my dad in a way that he can accept. So as a teen, you need to watch out for signs like that. It might not necessarily be either of your parents. It might be an uncle, maybe their younger brother or their older brother that you know they can listen to. I know you have to put in a way to think that the person will not come confronting your parents because in the end, your parents are still your parents. They have the final say than that outsider. That's if it's an outsider. Things like that, you need to study yourself. You need to be prayerful. There's nothing prayer can do. Even in the Bible, God, the hand of a king is in my hands and I turn it to anyone. So first off, pray about it. Talk to either of your parents that you know is more understanding to it, the one you relate to more, that you are cool with. Maybe a younger sibling or an older sibling, and you'll be fine.
Yeah, then do your research so that you'll be able to table
Give them
your
blessings.
points
Yeah,
and
so that
defend
back
why you
your
want
point is
to.
fact. Yeah. Thank you so much.
All right. The second to the last question, do you have any other tips you want to give a teen trying to make a career choice aside what we've discussed?
Yeah, besides what we've discussed, I also what I want to give them is final, by the time you make your choice, please, please, please be dedicated. That's why choosing is very, very critical. Don't pick something that you know you'll not be dedicated to. Pick something that you know that even if they say by 12 a.m. someone calls you and say, come and do this, you can go and do it because you love it. I don't know whether I get my point.
Yeah, I
Because
get
you love
you.
doing it. So by the time you pick, please, please be dedicated to your passion. And eventually, one thing with passion is it always pays in the long run. If you are dedicated and committed, it always, always pays. So that's one other thing I'll give to the teens outside everything we've said.
Okay, thank you very much. Thank you so much for your time, and we hope to have you again on this podcast if you
I'm
would
looking
love
forward
to
to
come
coming
again.
back.
Okay, so thank you, Innocent. Thank you to our listeners for staying until this. We really appreciate your presence and for listening to this podcast. If you haven't listened to previous episodes, please do by listening to the podcast on Anchor, Spotify, or Google Podcasts. If you want to watch the video of this particular interview, you can also go on YouTube, Foundational Network Africa. Don't forget to keep tabs on all our activities on our social media handles, on Instagram at Foundational Network Africa, on Twitter at Foundational Net, and on Facebook, Foundational Network Africa. Till we meet again next week. Bye. Thank you, Innocent.
See
Bye.
ya. Bye.